My name is Sylvia Swan. I'm a resident of Lockwood Valley, which is a part of Fraser Mountain area, which is also a part of Fraser Park proper. We're off the 5 freeway. We're north of the 138 and south of the 99 and the 33. I came up one winter to Fort Tejon and I visited with my two sons. We kind of came up for a snow day. And I fell in love with the area. It was beautiful, snowy, and pristine, and the people seemed like they were really friendly, and we spent a day up here, and I'd always wanted to come back. A couple of years later, I was offered an opportunity to relocate and to live up here and work, and it was going to be a Western theme park, actually. That project didn't go through, and we moved from Fraser Park to Lockwood Valley. It was just it's a beautiful valley. There's a lot of trees and rolling hills, and the skies are just incredible at night. Whenever there's a power failure, they're the most magnificent skies you have ever seen. The flora and the sage and the natural habitat there, the trees, are really, really stunning in the different seasons. We have all four seasons in Lockwood Valley. Knee-deep in snow trying to move into our brand new house. We had lots of excitement. I had my three sons and my husband's son from a previous marriage, and my husband and myself. So we were just very active and busy moving in, and my husband's son became ill within, I guess, 48 hours of us stepping foot on the property. And he had been seizure-free for about 5 years, and all of a sudden he started having grand mal seizures, and we didn't understand. We thought maybe it was because of the cold, maybe there was an elevation change. We didn't exactly understand what was going on. There was a facility across the street from us, but we had been told, we asked specifically what was there, what it was, and we were told that it was a that it was a rock quarry, and which is not at all what the facility turned out to be. It took us several months to find out what they really did there. But what we noticed was that all the boys started getting sick first. I couldn't figure out what was going on. It was cold weather, so we thought, well, maybe it's the flu, maybe it's the move, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. We kept making excuses for it. I guess it was about June of the next year when I found out from one of the other neighbors what they did at the plant. And what they do is they burn diesel fuel in kilns that are heated to 1900 to 2000 degrees. And they use natural gas, and they burn a clay that's mined in Lower Lockwood Valley and on the premises of the plant itself. Later we were to find out that it has asbestos, natural occurring asbestos, and sulfur. It's very heavily sulfur veined. I guess it's difficult to control the sulfur portion of it. And what they do is they heat it at very high temperatures. They pour the diesel on it, and then when it comes out of the extruders, they douse it with water, very, very cold water. And what happens is that it causes the clay to then pop like popcorn. And so it becomes very, very lightweight. And if you take the pellets and you crack them in half, you can see the black soot, or what we think is residue left over from the diesel fuel. We fought very hard to get enforcement on what's on the books in regard to the facility. Quite a few people have the same symptoms, the ones that are most close to the plant, and we all have those symptoms too. Most of the community did not know what that plant does. There are no Prop 65 signs outside. There's no notice to anybody in the community of what they do there. So what is happening now is that residents are starting to sign forms demanding that the county provide notice and start answering some of the questions of what the impacts are.
Almost every morning, I wake up and look out the front window of our kitchen, and there's so much dust surrounding the facility, I cannot even see the hill that's behind. I cannot breathe in the morning. My eyes burn. We all have this strange cough that we've developed. My name is Matt Richards. Sylvia Swan is actually my mother. Fraser Park is divided between three different counties, Kern, Los Angeles, and Ventura counties. The population here, it's estimated that it's at about 10,000, around 10,000. We have inadequate census in this area, so no one knows exactly what the population really is. Most of the community does not vote. We're worth less than 1% of the constituencies for each of the governments that represent us. The county agencies that are supposed to represent us, that have been burdened with that responsibility, seem to be protecting the company rather than wanting to bring them into compliance. And of course, the fines is peanuts to the company. It means absolutely nothing to them. As far as our influence on what goes on at the plant and the regulation of the plant is non-existent. We don't exist to the government, we don't exist to the county, and we don't exist to TXI. So what we're doing now is we're working as hard as we can to change that.